Stop Code by James Noble. Illustrated by John Stewart. Welcome to Micro World. Macro Marvel, billionaire inventor. Macro Marvel invented Micro World, a micro-sized theme park where you have to shrink to get in. A computer, called Code, controls Microworld and all the robots inside. Mites and bites. A mite. A bite. Disaster strikes. Code goes wrong on opening day. Code wants to shrink the world. Macro Marvel is trapped inside the park. Enter Team X, four micro-agents. Max, Cat, Ant and Tiger are sent to rescue Macro Marvel and defeat Code. Mini Marvel joins Team X. Mini Marvel, Macro's daughter. In the last book, Team X got trapped in Code control. They used their kit to get to the top of Code. Team X put the master key into Code, but Code didn't shut down. Code key, 14 collected. You are in the Code control zone.
Before you read, word alert. Blend the sounds. Shiny, uneasy, desperately, bravely. Which letter makes the E sound? Suffix spotter. The highlighted letters are suffixes. E has been added to change the words into describing words, adjectives. And Lee has been added to change the words into words that describe how something was done, adverbs. What does it mean? Hastily. Quickly. Into the zone. Can you remember how long it will be before Code shrinks the world? How might Team X stop Code?
The Transporter. Macro Marvel couldn't believe the master key had failed. Horrified, he covered his head with his hands. All is lost, he groaned. Very soon, Code will shrink the world. Desperately, Minnie tried to think of a new plan. She noticed the virus bite's code key in the desk. Dad, said Minnie, Team X only used the first 12 code keys to make the master key. Would it work if we added the code keys from the virus bite and the megabyte? Replied Marvel. They weren't part of my original design, but we could try. How will we get the keys to Team X now that Code has locked the door, though? Asked Minnie. I have an idea, said Marvel. Marvel led the way through the central chamber, hastily followed by Minnie with the virus bite's code key. Rex scooped up the megabyte's code key on the way. Marvel reached a large silver door. Welcome to my inventions room, he said. The room was full of shiny, half-finished inventions. The transporter is my latest invention, Marvel said. We can use it to get into Code control. Marvel paused. I can't set the controls and transport myself at the same time. You can transport Rex and me, said Minnie. It hasn't been tested, sighed Marvel. It's the only way we can save Team X and the planet, said Minnie bravely. Marvel felt uneasy as he pressed the controls.
Now you have read The Transporter. True or false? Are these sentences true or false? Use evidence from the story to explain why. Minnie thinks quickly. True. False. Minnie isn't very brave. True. False. Minnie lets her dad do all the work. True. False. Thinking time. Do you think Minnie has changed since she met Team X? Are there any signs that she is braver now? Say, think, feel. Look at page 12. What did Marvel say about letting Minnie use the transporter? Imagine that you are him. What did he think? How did he feel?
I hope my transporter will work.
Before you read. Word alert. Read the words. Remember the sounds you practiced in The Transporter. Scary. Joyfully. Proudly. Suffix spotter. The highlighted letters are suffixes. E has been added to change the words into describing words, adjectives. And Li has been added to change the words into words that describe how something was done, adverbs. What does it mean? Recognizable. Something familiar that is easy to identify. Into the zone. What sort of danger is Team X in? What are Minnie and Rex taking to Team X? Do you think Minnie's plan will work?
Stop code. Chapter 1. Minnie to the rescue. Team X were clinging to each other in terror as Code rocked the steps below them frantically up and down. We need help now, said Max, desperately hoping for a message on his watch. Just then, a small white light appeared, glimmering softly in the corner of Code Control. Look! Max called to the others. Little by little, the light grew into two recognizable shapes. Minnie and Rex, called Cat joyfully. How did you manage that trick? I'll explain later, said Minnie, holding tightly to the virus bite's code key. Right now, we've got to add these two code keys to the master key. Code spoke in its shrill voice. In 4 minutes, my shrinking rays will be ready. I will not let you stop me now. With that, the steps shot up and down at an even more alarming pace. Chapter 2. Countdown. It was almost impossible for Minnie to stand on the steps. Every time she tried, the step rocketed up or down, sending her spinning backwards. "Hold on to this," called Max, as he shot out his climbing wire. With Rex's help, Minnie scrambled up. Team X and Minnie crawled towards the master key. With a quick tug, Max pulled the key out. At once, code began to vibrate furiously. "I can't get the extra code keys into place," cried Minnie. "1 minute to full power," boomed code. Max and Cat held the master key steady. At last, Minnie slid the final code keys into place, and the master key gleamed brightly. "Please let it work this time," whispered Minnie, as she moved the key towards the centre of code.
"Ah!"
Minnie cried out in pain as code flashed a bright red light into her eyes. "It's okay, Minnie. We're all with you," said Cat. Shielding their eyes against the dazzling light, Team X felt their way across code. "Here's the slot," called Cat. Max helped Minnie slide the master key into place. Instantly, code shut down. "It's over," shouted Minnie in relief. "Code is finished." Max paused to pull out the master key. Code's red eye was trapped inside, glinting horribly. "Perhaps it isn't over forever," Max thought. He felt uneasy as he stared at the unblinking eye. Chapter 3. Marvel's Reward. Macro Marvel rushed into code control. "You've done it," he cried. "You've saved the world." He hugged Minnie. "I'm so glad you're safe. I was so worried." Marvel led the way to the inventions room. Max gave Marvel the master key, and Marvel smiled. "You have been amazing," he said. "I'm so grateful for your help. I want to give you a reward. As soon as Microworld is fixed, you can have free tickets for life." "Wow, thank you," said Tiger. Max looked anxious. "How do we know it won't go wrong again?" he asked. Clutching code tightly, Marvel pointed to a big map. "These lights show where my inventions are," he said proudly. "Each one is powered by a form of code, and none of them has gone wrong. What happened at Microworld was a strange error. Code will never go wrong again." Team X glanced at each other uncertainly. Chapter 4. Until next time. It was time for Team X to leave Marvel Island. As they wandered back through the park, Tiger looked longingly about him. A crowd of mites had gathered on the jetty to wave goodbye. "Thank you again," said Minnie. "We'll see you soon," said Tiger. "Next time we meet, we won't be on a dangerous mission. We'll be having fun on the rides." Max wasn't so sure. He couldn't get Code's scary eye out of his mind. As Team X climbed into the green dart, Max looked anxious. He hoped Marvel was right, that it really was the last time they would have to battle Code.
Now you have read Stop Code. Thinking Time. On page 29, it says that Tiger looked longingly about him. How do you think he felt about leaving Microworld? If you went to Microworld, which rides would you like to try? Shrink the story. Retell the story in just 4 sentences. Think about the most important event in each chapter. What next? Team X and Minnie stopped Code. But is it really all over? Look for clues in the story that suggest Code might not be defeated. Snorp! I'll miss Team X. I hope they come back soon.